Okay, we've learned numerous times over the Masechta that when something is Shalavai Dezara, it's shayach to be Mevatalit. That you can be Mevatalit, make it, a guy at least can be Mevatalit, and make it Oisavai Dezara. Here on Nunbeis Amid Beis, we have a Chiddush, Lahavdol Bein Kodesh Latumah, that in the Beis HaMikdash also, things that have the Hegdish of the Beis HaMikdash could lose the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says how? The Gemara says that the stones of the Mizbeach, Sheshaktsim Yevanim, that the Yevanim took apart, became Cholin. And they dashed in this from the Pasik, Ubo, Pritzim, Lichalalua, that if the Goyim come and they destroy something in the Beis HaMikdash, that it loses its Kedusha. Chilalua, it becomes Chol. The presence, no. Just being there is not, but the fact that they plundered it is what takes off the Kedusha. It's a Kiddush that the Kedusha could come off. I assume it means a guy. I mean, who is Nachar Deves HaMish? Well, Goyim, theoretically, if a Yid would do it, maybe. I don't know what Baal Pritzim is. Perhaps. I'll tell you, it'll be enough Kamino what I want to talk about tonight if it applies to a Yid also. I'm not sure. Aswell says, okay. It's probably have a Maramok, and they usually do. Okay. The Yatskol Erevin or the Gemara brings a second example, the coins of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kesef and Zav. Certain coins that were known, they were from Yerushalayim, from the Beis HaMikdash, Baal Pritzim Bechalalua, it loses its Kedusha. So based on this Gemara, Rav Moshe was asked to Shaila about the Avnei HaKaisel, about the stones of the Kaisel, that apparently someone broke a stone off the Kaisel and took it home. And the Shaila is whether the Avnei HaKaisel still have Kedusha, assuming we're talking about Avnei HaKaisel that were there when the Harabayas was B'Kedusha, say, whether those stones retained the Kedusha or whether Baal Pritzim V'Chalalua applies there as well. I'm told that the traveling exhibit of the Discovery Channel has a stone from the Kaisel, whether it's actually from the Kaisel or the southern wall has no Kedusha, was Herod's extension, I'm not sure. But Ramesh Shaila is about a stone from the Kaisel. If you have a stone from the Kaisel, whether it has Kedusha or it doesn't have Kedusha, and whether it is an Isamila or not. Very hard to be over Mila nowadays. Nobody's Magdish anything. So this is the Shaila that Ramesh was asked. Now this was printed, his tshuva was originally printed in a Sefer HaZakarin for Bitzal Zolti. And when they came to print what was then the last chelik of Igros Vaisha, chelik Ches, they stuck this in the back. The chelik is Arachayim Yeredeya, and this is in the back under the title Kodshim. And Ramesha has a long arichus, and the part that gave to us is there Eis Yud Beis and Yud Gimel that I'd like to share with you. Ramesha says a very big chiddush. The pashtus would be Ubal Pritzim Echalua, they were Machrim the Beis HaMikdash. So the stones, the Chafetzim of the Beis HaMikdash lose Kedusha. The Karka doesn't lose its Kedusha. But the objects lose their Kedusha. So Ramesha says a Chiddush that, this is what he says, this is far we have to understand. He says anything that B'Nevuah, Klal Yisrael was told would remain, doesn't lose its Kedusha. The Din Ubal Pritzim Echalua does not apply to things that Alpinavi Hashem we know will remain in the Mokem HaMikdash or in the Bayis Hashlishi, then it doesn't lose its Kedusha. That's Ramesh's Chiddush. And it's fascinating that he brings two rayas, both are from Nach. Both rayas he brings from Nach. One from Ezra and one from Daniel, which is very appropriate. Because the post-Mariv, post-midnight Chabura here, has learned over the last months Sefer Ezra, Sefer Nehemiah, and Daniel, I think next week here at Nesiyim, Yitzhak Hashem, everyone's invited. early Friday morning. After midnight, they're going to be learning the last parak of Daniel and be making a siyum on these three svarim. The following week, they'll be starting Chagai Schara Malachi, which is the next one. So it's fascinating that Pug tonight, Rav Moshe brings two rayas, one from Ezra, one from Daniel. So his raya, it's very interesting, the idea that he would bring these rayas. Let me first mention the raya from Ezra, which is easier to learn. In the beginning of Sefer Ezra, there's a melech, Kairish, who was the king prior to Achashverosh, before Achashverosh. Kairish gives permission to build the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Rishon was Chariv, by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is Bavel. Bavel has three kings. The third king is Belshazzar is assassinated, and Parasamadai take over. The second king of Parasamadai is a man named Kairish, and Kairish gives permission to build the Beis Hamikdash. So it says in the Pesukim in the first parak of Ezra that he does two things. Kayama Kairish Melech Paras. He says, Kal Mamlechai Sa'orath Nosan Li Hashem Alakei Hashemayim. Humility reminds me of today's president. He says, all the kingdoms of the world God gave to me, the 306 electoral votes. And God would want me to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, he says, whoever wants to go up, he gives that permission to go under his protection. And then he says, that we should collect gold and silver for them. Then after saying, we should collect gold and silver for them, it says, HaMelech Kairish Haitzi has called clay Beis Hashem, as Shehaitzi Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar plundered the Beis HaMikdash, she took out the Kalim, and he put up a Beis HaLahav in his Avodah Zarah house. Yetziam Kairish Melech Paras, so he took them back out, and he gave them to be taken to the Beis HaSheni. That's what it says in Nach. Now, Rav Moshe holds that this is a raya, that it didn't lose its Kedusha. Because Ramesha says, if these things became Dvarim Shalchayel, so it already says he gave them gold and silver. It already says he gave them things. Why is the Pasuk saying he gave them the Kalim that had been plundered? So the Mashmois is that these things were made Klei Beis HaMikdash, and there's no Bol Pritza V'Chilalua, and they remain Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. You'll ask me, why? Why isn't there no Baal Pritza V'Chalalua? So Ramesha says, because Yirmiyah said in Nevuah, Bavelo Yavayu, that the Klei Beis HaMikdash, that they're going to go to Bavel, and that they're going to return. And since B'Sham Yuad Pakti Eschem, so there's a Nevuah that the Kalim are coming back. So Ramesha learns that since there's a Nevuah, the Kalim are coming back, the din of Baal Pritza V'Chalalua doesn't come off. No, the Gemara darshens it. Pshat, it's because you remember from the Gemara, and not from the Nach. The Gemara Ksumis says, Bavelo Yavayu, V'Sham Yuad Pakti Eschem, I think it was Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that's also to go back to Eretz Yisrael until the Gula. Because Bavelo Yavayu goes on the people. But that's not Pshat in the Pesukim. Parsh Pshat in the Pesukim is going on the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. So Bavelo Yavayu, V'Sham Yuad Yad Pakti Eschem is... So Ramesha learns that that's a raya that it doesn't lose its kedusha. The similar story in Daniel, Belshazzar is the third king of Bavel, and he thinks the 70 years are up, according to his cheshbon. So Belshazzar, who is earlier than Daniel's earlier than Ezra, the Belshazzar takes out the Klei Beis HaMikdash. He makes a big party, invites 1,000 people, and they drink. And they use the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. So then, a hand appears. The expression, the handwriting on the wall, comes from there. A hand appears and writes something on the wall. And Belshazzar gets frightened. And he asks Daniel, what does it say? And he says that it says that it's all over. That they measured you and you're over. And that night, Belshazzar dies. So Belshazzar took out the Klei Beis HaMikdash. If the Chulin Rav Moshe says, so what's the big deal? You use the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Vaistais, that the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash still had Kedusha, and that's why it was a big deal. And it's funny, Rav Moshe seems to hold, you'll understand, I would say it's not a raya. Who says Bar Shetzer was such a lamdin that he knew that Bo Pritza V'chalua does apply, doesn't apply? I would have understood. It's a bezayin. He took out the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, even in the acholim. I wouldn't have understood it's such a shtak or raya. Cheshverish also used kelim. Yeah. So kelim and kelim shag. So I don't know how to answer how Rav Moshe is going to learn why he's punished. He's not punished. But at any rate, Rav Moshe says that Balshetzo didn't use it till the 70 years were up, because then it still has Kedusha. It's going back. But once the 70 years are up, so they're not going back, so now it doesn't have Kedusha, so now we used it. It's hard to learn all that mumdis into Balshetzo. But be that as it may, Rav Moshe holds that these two incidents are rayas, that the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash bo pritza v'chalua does not apply, and hayais bo pritza v'chalua does not apply. Therefore, why? Because there's a nevuah that it's going to remain. So, after Ramesha, the same thing. We have a nevuah. Ramesha writes gam shvuah. I don't know where there's a lashon shvuah. As far as I know, it's a drasha from a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that the Beis HaMikdash, that the kaisel will remain, and therefore he says the kaisel retains its kedusha. This is Ramesha's psak. He adds, there's a lav in the Torah of Lysasim Kain. To break something off the kaisel is asa anyway, because whatever there's a mitzvah to do to avodah zarah, there's a lav of leisasim kein l'shem l'keichem, and you're not allowed to break it off. All right, now I break it off. We're not ready to break it off. Our shayla is once it's broken off, if it has an iser me'ila. What? Shavi yasav in ardai. The shul, in any shul. Yeah, Ramesha brings from Shulchan Aruch that din that you're not allowed to break something off the Migdash applies to Migdash Ba'ad as well. He brings from Aruch Hayim that you're not allowed to, somebody makes a hole in a wall in a shul, he's over on my Sasekhan Hashem Alekechem. He brings a Tanya, says he's not even allowed to make a hole to put up a sign or to put in a shtender. But Mishabura doesn't pass like this has. But at Hechem Advarim Megiim. At any rate, Rav Moshe holds that if you have a stone from the Kaisel, that there are issues of Mi'ila Dairaisa. Rav Moshe writes later in the Tshuva, what about just sitting on it? See, he's arrived from the Gemara that even sitting on the stones is the Issa Mi'ila, even though it doesn't damage the stones. So you don't bring the carbon when you don't do damage. But Afal Pikeid is an Issa Mi'ila. So that's Rav Moshe's Psak. It's based on this Chiddush that Rav Moshe learns from two places in Ach. That Bo Pritza V'chalua does not apply. Leaning, yes. Yeah. So it should come out from that leaning on it is a problem as well. Leaning on the Kaisel should be a problem. Rav Moshe brings from a Gemara Mi'ila Daf Yodalad that when they built the walls, the Azara, they built it Shel Chayil. Rather than spend Hegdish money on it, it was Kaidish. They built it from Chayldika money. And after it was built, they were Makadish it. Why? Because while they're building on it, somebody may sit on it. Somebody may be Nehenna from it. So the Dafka built it that way, that it shouldn't be a problem. But it seems to Rabbi should say pretty clearly that leaning on the Kaisel would be the same Issa Mi'ila. So that's really the PS to this whole thing. This is where Rav Moshe writes. Everything I told you, he writes. Rav Moshe holds Avnei HaKlaisel have Mi'ila Dairaisa. There's no Bo Pritza V'chalua V'zehu. That's his psak. As a matter of fact, he screams at the person who asked him the Shaila. A Rav wrote him the Shaila. So at the end, he writes Pelabein Ashloi Ga Kvaidai B'Shail. The Pelot, to me, he didn't scream at the fellow who was asking you. He breaks a piece off the Klaisel to take it home. Rashi writes, if everyone's going to break a piece and take it home, do you want me any kaisel left? That's what he writes in the truth. But the PS to all this is the question of which stones are really from the original stones of the Beis HaMikdash. We have a Kabbalah that some stones remain, But as you know, the Kaisel goes very low down. And as if I recall correctly, Rabbi Shah writes in another tshuva that a Kabbalah is only on the three bottom rows of the Kaisel that they are, that they're from the, they remain from the Beis HaMikdash. The upper stones may well be that it doesn't apply, it never was made from Hegdish. It could be that's why people are makel to lean on it. That may well be, and I'm not sure. There is a certain inyan of Ema by the Kaisel, not to just treat it kedvarim shachayel, leaning on it. Most people lean on it for the hergish rather than from the use of it. But anyway, this is the tshuva, and to me it's most fascinating. I can't remember another tshuva like this where somebody has a shaila halacha l'maisa, or Moshe Paskins from two episodes in Nach. Usually Nach, you bring the Gemara on the Nach. This is straight Gepaskin from Nach, and okay, Rav Gouvrei, Rabbi Shah has the ability to Paskin even from Nach, which apparently Rabbi Shah learned as well. A good Shabbos to everybody.